Teresa, kiddo, you couldn't have possibly prayed to me.
I wasn't praying to you. I don't even know who you are.
Well, I'm Rita Menendez Simmons. I'm 6'2". I'm a demigod, bisexual as all hell. I cut my mohawk myself. My dad is death. And according to the fake birth certificate I had to create to get married, I'm a Scorpio who was born in Dallas, Texas. I wanted my birthday to be Halloween. I used to be a Grim Reaper, but now I'm the mayor of a shitty town in Oregon, a retail worker, and wife to a vampire lady so hot, someone once asked if she was a model fulfilling a make-a-wish request when we were out bowling with my nephew.
Oh, you're not sick?
No, I'm not sick. This is just how I look.
I'm sorry. Like I said, how could I have prayed to you if I don't know who you are and that you just look like that?
You bring up an excellent point.
I'm autistic, and I just had an autistic meltdown trying to figure out everything I need to do. And then when it had subsided, I was just wishing really hard for a friend to help me with the house stuff.
Sorry about the meltdown. My best friend was autistic. They always looked like they sucked.
Thanks. Kind of nice not to have to explain what those are to someone.
So what's the house stuff you need help with? Redecorating?
No, why?
This place is so 70s, I can practically taste the Quaaludes.
I don't know what that word means.
Unimportant. May I sit?
Sure. Lord Jesus.
Oh. Oh, sorry. I've been walking all day and I'm tired.
It was like 3 feet.
You summoned me in the middle of the night and you're gonna be catty about my poofing.
Sorry.
What kind of help did you need with the house?
It's not so much the house itself as the mineral rights for the 5 acres the house is on. Meemaw left everything to me on account of how horrible her kids turned out. My mom disappeared when I was 11, and my Meemaw had custody of me from then on out. Her other 2 kids, my uncles, are conservative assholes. She was the last real family I had left, and I have a really hard time making and keeping friends.
Okay, explain the mineral rights thing to me like I'm brand new to living on Earth, because I kind of am.
Mineral rights are your right to everything below the surface of the land. Here in West Virginia, with all the coal and mineral resources, they're as important to include in your will as the house itself. But when Meemaw rewrote her will to just include me, which she did herself because we couldn't afford a lawyer, she forgot to mention anything about the mineral rights. Apparently, my papa had some conflicting stuff on the mineral rights in his will. And her mind just wasn't what it used to be in those last few months. And the state law is confusing.
How do you even know you've got any minerals down there?
Well, we don't. But we're so close to a coal mine and natural gas deposits, the assumed value of the minerals below the surface here is... a lot. Enough that my mom came back into the picture after abandoning me 12 years ago, and my uncles are taking me to court. They're all fighting for the mineral rights. If they win, they're going to lease out the rights on this property to some energy or mining company. And they're going to destroy this land to extract anything of value. My Meemaw...
What was that?
Oh, my pepperoni rolls are done. One sec.
I don't know what a pepperoni roll is, but I have got to try one.
So, you're going to help her?
Oh, Jesus Christ, narrator.
Mushrooms still haven't worn off.
Oh, you don't say!
You're gonna help her then, right? An autistic woman in need of some help after a loss? That's kind of your wheelhouse. I mean, surely you wouldn't take a pepperoni roll from a young woman and not help her with her problem.
I don't know. That depends on what a pepperoni roll is.
She prayed for a friend and you appeared. You're supposed to help her.
Oh, you don't know that.
Hi. Hello, I'm the narrator. I know things you couldn't fathom.
Oh, so you know I'm supposed to help this girl?
Yep. The Department of Mishaps and Violence is gone. You're not limited by the leash they had on you anymore, and neither is the rest of the universe. If you, a celestial being, were pulled here by a young woman praying for help, then this is where the universe knows you need to be.
Oh, come on. You're assuming all that. You sound like a crunchy white woman.
Before Dawn died, didn't she tell you that one of her last requests was for you to continue helping people like her? That's why you have her magic gun and ice cream truck. She wanted you to help people. She saw your potential.
Cool. So enlighten me as to how Cabroncita and an ice cream truck are going to help this girl with a legal issue.
You know my point isn't about the ice cream truck or gun. My point is that you promised Dawn you'd keep helping people. My point is that you can't—
Teresa's back!
I was gonna have some pepperoni rolls and Dr. Pepper by myself. I don't even know if you eat food, but I'd feel rude if I didn't share.
Yes, please!
Oh, okay. Good. I'm sorry I accidentally summoned you here. I didn't mean to.
Oh, holy shit.
Oh, what? Is something wrong?
Yeah. I went 66 million years without trying one of these.
These shits are good. The pepperoni grease leaches into the pastry and makes the whole fucking thing taste like pepperoni.
Oh, I guess I forget that they're a West Virginia thing. They were created by Italian miners.
Little Italian kids made these?
No, like coal miners.
Yes, that does make more sense.
So, I mean, since you're here, do you think you can help me? My meemaw was born in this house. There are apple and cherry trees on this property that my great-grandparents planted. My papa built the barn and stocked the pond out there. I can't let someone tear this place apart.
Ugh. As much as I'd like to, I don't see how my particular set of skills would help you with a legal issue. I'm good at killing things with my scythe. I also have a magic gun, but I haven't gotten to kill anything with that yet.
You have a scythe?
Yeah, hold on, let me just...
Oh! Wow.
Yeah, so unless you need me to shoot something, or use this scythe to kill someone, or clear some brush, I don't know how to help you.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
How did I even summon you here?
That I'd love to know. The universe used to have this bureaucracy called the Department of Mishaps and Violence that controlled things like this. They were destroyed around the same time that the world learned about vampires and demons. With them gone, I don't know how I'd get summoned anywhere.
Well, I'm sorry for dragging you here to Elkins, West Virginia. I'm sorry for wasting your time.
Oh no, please don't cry. Here, pen and paper on the coffee table. I'm gonna give you my number, so that if there is something that could be solved with violence, you can just text me, okay?
Okay.
I'll catch you later, kid.
Later. Guess I'm right back where I started.
Hey, sorry. I was just wondering if
I could— Did you want to take the rest of your pepperoni rolls with you?
Yeah, thank you. Oh, I can't stop thinking about them.
Sunny, Rita, and Keegan sat around their kitchen table. Sunny was sipping on a thermos of blood donated to her by the Druid Grove. A sickly Keegan struggled to make it through his bowl of cereal. Rita had eaten a box of cereal, half a jar of peanut butter, 4 bananas, and Keegan's leftover lo mein from the night before. She claims she has IBS, but I don't know anyone that could handle that breakfast.
Rita, you have to help this girl.
I am not a lawyer.
She summoned you by praying.
I'm still not entirely sure how she managed that.
What do you mean?
What she did to summon me, I mean. She had to do more than just pray for help. I don't have time to think about this today. I have to go do mayor stuff at City Hall, and then I have therapy. Hey, Keeks, not to be a bitch, but you look awful.
That would be because I feel awful.
I don't understand why. We did some labs on him yesterday, and he doesn't seem to have a bacterial infection. He's gotten the first of his rabies vaccine shots just in case, but even so, the symptoms don't line up with rabies. The odds that he'd get a viral infection like this right after being attacked seems small. I feel like there's a connection, but I don't know what. Any new symptoms, kiddo?
Nothing new. Low-grade fever, aches, brain fog, lack of appetite. I've been feeling irritable, but I get that way when I'm sick.
Oh, thank God, Sunshine. He knows he's been kind of a bitch.
Shut up.
Well, if anything changes, you can stop by the clinic after your Grove meeting today.
Cool. I may stop by anyway, even if I don't feel worse, if that's okay. You could help me redo my wound dressing and maybe use some of that numbing cream sample you gave me.
That stuff helped?
My wounds, yeah. The aches and everything else, not so much. Anyway, the help changing my dressings would be nice. I have a feeling the Grove meeting is going to be exhausting. And everyone is going to make me talk about the Gumbaroos and being attacked.
No problem, sweetie. Text Rita if you need a ride there. I may not have patients scheduled, but I'm going to show up to work anyway. I'm trying to remember what y'all told me. People will need a doctor eventually. I'm not having Danny come in today, but fingers crossed, I get a walk-in.
You want me to cross my fingers that someone is sick or injured?
No, I mean, not seriously injured.
I'll cross my fingers that someone has a UTI.
Yeah, I'd love a good UTI.
Hey, weird idea.
We figure out a way for the whole town to get UTIs?
What? No. How would we do that?
Change out all of their cotton underwear for synthetic materials. Close the public restrooms so they have to hold their pee longer. Start a campaign telling people to wipe back to front and to never pee after sex.
I don't know that we need to begin Operation UTI just yet.
You just say the word sunshine and I'll abuse my power as the mayor to make it happen.
Thank you, baby. What was your idea, Keith?
Rita, would your dad know anything about someone summoning you by praying? He made you, after all.
You know what? Wouldn't hurt to ask the old bitch. Dad?
Kyle!
Dad!
Kyle!
Bonjour.
Whoa.
What the hell is that?
It's my daughter.
Not Rita, the fucking lizard.
She's my daughter, and her name is Elizabeth.
Ricky moved into the dreamscape with Pops and they adopted this iguana.
Oh, you misunderstood, sweetie.
What did I misunderstand?
I made her.
You made her?
Yeah. I popped into Florida and stole an iguana, which are an invasive species there, so you're welcome, Earth. And I used that iguana's soul energy and a little bit of myself to make my sweet girl.
So not only is the lizard a demigod like Rita, it's technically her biological sister?
Oh my god.
I guess so.
You didn't start with a dog?
Well, since Ricky is made of glowing bones, it's not exactly safe for us to have a dog. Speaking of, where is my grand dog?
He's afraid of the ghosts in the house. He's been hiding under the bed.
Poor Jaxie.
Before you got to iguana?
Well, at least I don't have to break the news to you that the house is haunted.
Dad, what's up with the lizard's eyes?
Elizabeth. Your baby sister's name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Naturally. What the fuck is up with her crusty eyes?
She has a minor eye infection. I have to give her a special eye ointment 3 times a day. Did you just call me here to tell me I'm a bad iguana parent?
No, Dad, this has nothing to do with your fucking iguana.
Your sister!
My sister, sorry.
Elizabeth!
Well, something is happening with your other child, Dad. Something really fucking weird happened. Would you like to have a seat? There's coffee.
Well, don't mind if I do. Can I sit Elizabeth down over here?
Sure. Is she house trained?
Not in the slightest. So, what's the dealio?
Last night, a young woman in West Virginia summoned Rita just by praying for a friend to help her.
That can't be all she did. There has to be some other reason she was able to summon me.
Great coffee, sweetie.
Thanks.
Why are you having a hard time believing that she summoned you by praying? You are a demigod. There could be forces at work here that you're not privy to that allowed her to call you.
That's what I'm saying.
That's ridiculous.
Rita, how did you call me here today?
I just hollered your name really loudly.
No, you didn't. You called my name and you had the intention of speaking directly to me. Is that not a prayer?
Oh my god.
All right, if that's the case, how come it hasn't happened before?
Hello? Because we destroyed the bureaucratic organization that had taken control of the machinations of the universe? Things have returned to the natural order. Forces of nature, like myself, are free to do what we do best.
And the natural order is that people can pray to me? God's not even real.
The lizard can teleport!
You get down from that bookshelf!
Duh. Rita can teleport. Why wouldn't my other baby be able to?
And she's shitting on top of the bookshelf.
Oh, that's okay. You can clean that up later. What were we talking about?
God isn't real?
Yes, thank you. Okay, well, the uppercase G single entity that rules over the universe isn't. But there are plenty of gods. In fact, most polytheistic religions have their own gods of death.
Those are real?
Oh, yeah. Beings that are beyond human, that have some connection to me. Some cultures gave their own names to the same deity, but every culture that references a god of death is talking about a very real entity. Most polytheistic pantheons are talking about real beings, though often with exaggerated power.
Why don't I know about this?
They pose too much of a threat to the DMV. Anything that wasn't an angel, demon, or human got quickly handled in whatever way they could manage. You saw what they did to me when they found out I was working against them. And now that the universe has control over things again, it makes sense that things are different for you, Rita. You're one of those celestial beings that the DMV would have sought to kill or otherwise control. I created you to restore balance to things, but I had to disguise you as a Reaper to keep you safe. Now that you know what you are, and the DMV is gone, you're probably going to experience a lot of firsts.
The way you keep saying universe is very White Lady Granola woo-woo.
Not really. Rita, where did I come from?
You appeared when the first single-celled organism died.
But why?
I don't know, man.
I was necessary for the universe to function. The moment the universe decided that one of its rules would be energy cannot be created or destroyed, I appeared. I'm the moment that the energy from a once-living thing is redistributed into the universe.
So there's a higher power?
Not technically. The universe is a network of systems, and when that network needs to change to continue functioning, it makes changes. I felt compelled to make Rita. I didn't know why I felt compelled to make her the way I did, but I knew I needed help. I'm just one of the systems the universe has in place, and I knew I needed to change something, but I didn't know why. That's why Rita is here. And if I hadn't made her, the Earth would have been swallowed into a hell dimension and the DMV would still be running things.
Did the universe also compel you to make her a pervert with IBS and ADHD?
Oh, I think that's just genetics.
So the universe is trying to reorganize itself with the DMV gone, and that means there are celestial beings like me who could potentially be running around, and people can pray to summon me?
Apparently. And who knows? While there isn't a higher power, there certainly are some lateral powers that could have had a hand in connecting you with this girl in West Virginia.
I don't have to help anyone who prays to me, right? I'm gonna get called all the fucking time. I already have two jobs.
Oh, you should absolutely help anyone who prays to you.
No, why?
Oh, they wouldn't be able to summon you unless the universe decided they needed to. Or some unseen force with a connection to you is helping them out. But if someone manages to call you, there is a reason, and you need to help them. I'm not summoned anytime someone screams, Kyle. Only those who really need me can call me that way. If someone prayed to you, I'd do whatever I could to help them. Helping them is where you're supposed to be.
Ugh, whatever. No, it's not. You don't know any of that.
How do you not believe him? He's literally death. He's the oldest thing I've ever met and I'm ever gonna meet. If anyone is gonna understand how the universe operates, it's this guy.
Because if the universe were fair, my best friend would be alive. If the universe were fair, the first demigod dad made, my sister Carmilla, wouldn't have gotten turned into the first vampire. I can't help this kid in West Virginia. She's having legal troubles. If it isn't something they covered in Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, I'm useless to her.
No, there's a way you can help her.
How?
I don't fucking know the specifics. But like I said, you wouldn't have been summoned if you couldn't.
Ugh, whatever. I don't wanna...
The iguana can bark?
She's bilingual.
Oh, she sees a squirrel outside.
Yay, Jaxie came out from under the bed!
Oh no.
Oh no, baby! Oh no, she hates this! She does that with her frills when she's upset!
Make the lizard stop barking.
She's your sister.
No, she's fucking not.
Oh my God, she's pissing on my couch.
Okay, so where can we save some money? Does Murphy Bay have a police department?
I want to dismantle that anyway.
No police department.
Well, one less thing for me to worry about, even if that doesn't help the town budget. ACAB, baby.
At least we agree on that. A representative from NDEC reached out about buying some land here for logging. I could see about a meeting and
those
we could just...
Those are the woods behind my house where Leah and Nora just died.
Yeah, and...
The ones with some magical something or other running through them?
Girl, if I gave less of a fuck about magical witchy shit, I'd be legally dead.
Fine, but new rule, we aren't selling any more of this town to big corporations, okay?
Well, you sat me down to help you figure out how we could get enough in the budget for the library to open back up. I'm telling you, the money has to come from somewhere.
Okay, yeah, you're right about that. But chopping this town to pieces isn't how we're going to do it. The Mushroom Festival is in a couple weeks, right? How are the hotels?
Hi, sorry. There was nobody at the front desk, so
yes, citizen. Please, have a seat. Who are these flowers for?
These are for you.
For me? Oh, I bet it's from my wife.
Oh, no.
Our deepest condolences on your loss. With love. The Vaquer family. Tyler, I don't think these are from my wife.
Becca's the mom of those girls that exploded.
That is positively the most insensitive way you could have relayed that information to me.
Thanks.
I wanted to thank you, but I should have ordered you your own fucking flowers. It was rude to give you these. This was an awful idea.
Becca, was it?
Yeah.
These are lovely. Thank you for bringing them for me to enjoy. My wife is going to love having these in the house. Tyler?
Yes?
Please go get me a large Americano from the bean spot. Becca, would you like anything?
I'm okay, thank you.
I don't do coffee runs.
Oh, you do now.
Can I get something?
If you do, you have to be nice to me for the rest of the day.
Never mind, coffee isn't worth that.
You know, you're allowed to develop a personality beyond being mean and gay. Becca, I am so sorry about him.
It's okay. I didn't mean to derail your meeting.
You're not derailing anything. Did y'all get sent a bunch of flowers for the funeral?
No, not really. I wanted to thank you.
Oh, then I'm confused. Thank me? I should be the one sending you flowers.
I can't handle having flowers around that remind me of the fact that my girls are gone. I wanted to thank you, so I figured
I'd... Get you bird stoned at once? You'd get the flowers out of your house and you'd do something nice for me?
Yeah. My family's been talking. You sent those things that killed my girls back where they came from.
I was just doing my job.
Mayor Hanar wouldn't have bothered. She'd come up with a cover story at most. If we'd had a mayor like you before, maybe my girls would still be here. And Roan wouldn't be missing. You risked your life for this town.
I don't know how much I risk my life. You know what I am, right? Being a Murphy and all?
Yeah, a demigod. And I know that you already died saving someone once, and that's why you're more physically vulnerable than you were before. Therefore, you risked your life for the town. And some secondhand flowers were the least I could do.
Damn, you Murphys really are a gossipy bunch. I wasn't really thinking when I died saving my friend. I just knew she was about to be killed, and I had to protect her.
You didn't know my girls, though. You don't really know anyone in this town, but you risked your life with those gumbaroos to save us from losing more people. Thank you.
It was the right thing to do.
Wait. We're having a wake for the girls. I wanted to invite you and Sunny. I don't really know Sunny, but the Texas branch of the family is wild about her.
I really appreciate that, Becca, but I don't know if I can. I don't know if I don't.
Because of Dawn? Is it too soon to go to awake?
Damn, you Murphys really talk, huh? Do you know my blood type? I don't even know that one. I'm new at having blood.
We do talk, but I can't help you with your blood type.
Oh, so worth a shot. I lost Dawn, but I also lost my sister. She was murdered in front of me when we were trying to kill the king of vampires. I think going to awake for sisters would be... It would be...
Way too much. I understand. From what I heard about Dawn, it sounds like you lost two sisters back to back.
Yeah, I did.
I was invited to a peer support grief circle. We've been losing people a lot more lately. Most people will be doing some sort of fiber art, as I understand it, but I don't think you have to know how to knit or anything to join.
Thank you. I really want to go to the wake. I don't want you to think that I don't want to or I don't care.
You're part human, right?
Basically. Death used the life energy of this old Celtic sorceress to make me.
It's only human to have trouble carrying the weight of grief. I understand. Coming to the wake would make you confront your own losses in a big way. If someone asked me to go to a wake in a few months, I don't think I'd be able to either. Which is why I'm having trouble deciding on if I have the strength to go to the grief circle. Here's my number. If you decide you want to go to the grief circle, let me know. Maybe the two of us can be strong enough to go if we go together.
Thank you, Becca. I'm gonna try to... Oh my god, who keeps texting me? I'm so sorry for the interruptions. Oh my god.
Everything okay?
It's Tyler.
Problem with your coffee order?
I'm not getting my coffee. At least that's what the selfie of him flipping me off and smoking the weed pen he stole from my desk suggests. So I don't know what my family expects me to do. I don't know shit about fuck when it comes to legal stuff.
Apparently, the universe wants me to help this Teresa kid, but like, fucking how, you know?
And all of this shit about, oh, you're a demigod. You're part of the natural order of the universe. There are forces at work. Okay. I just met my new sister, and she's a fucking crusty-eyed, iguana-shaped demigod who barks. Tell me what the fuck the universe wants to use her for.
You're not an iguana, though.
Might as well be. How the fuck am I supposed to help someone with their family fighting over mineral rights? I'm still not sure I understand what they are. And then, Becca, who you're related to somehow. Sorry, I can't keep the Murphy family tree straight.
That's fine. I can barely keep it straight, and I'm on it.
She came to thank me. I didn't do shit except herd a couple of gumbaroo into a portal after her kids were killed. Why was she thanking me? I didn't show up in time to save the twins. Her daughters just died, and I didn't know what to say to her. She invited me to the wake, and I was an asshole, and my face gave away the fact that I can't fucking handle going to a wake right now. And she invited me to some grief circle thing? Well, not so much invited me. She said to text her if I wanted to go, and she'd go too. But, like, now I have to go. Or I'm gonna be keeping this grieving mother from a support group to help her manage the loss of her twins.
What was Dawn's funeral like?
What?
Dawn's funeral. What was it like?
I mean, well, she died on my wedding night, so the wedding reception sort of functioned as her funeral.
No, that was your wedding, and Dawn was there. Funerals mark the absence of someone. It couldn't have been a funeral, since she was in attendance.
Okay, so it was a celebration of life, or whatever.
Have you done anything since she died to mark her absence?
I mean, no, not really. Keegan took me to Murphy Bay Magic our first day here to pick up something for his altar space. It was sweet.
He gave me a corner to put things as an offering to Dawn.
What did you pick up for her?
This plant she really liked to use in her witchcraft. Abre Camino. I went with her to the Botanica a few times and she'd pick some up. She said her abuela used to infuse water with it and mop the floor of the house from back to front.
Ah, the road opener. She was Puerto Rican, yeah?
Yep.
That's used in a lot of Caribbean witchcraft. It's for removing obstacles and opening up new paths and opportunities, right?
Yeah, wow. Really handy that my therapist is a witch.
You fucking know it.
I thought it might... I don't know. It's stupid. I'm not even a witch.
You were made using a piece of your dad's power and an old Celtic sorceress. There's a little witch in you.
Oh my god, is she gonna burst out of my chest like a little xenomorph baby?
If that's gonna happen, save it for when you're not in my office. So, you were saying why you chose the Abre Camino for the altar?
Before the DMV was dismantled, Dawn was guaranteed to reincarnate. That was what happened to anyone who was murdered. She helped take down the DMV knowing that the fate of her soul would be up to the universe after that. And she'd be guaranteed nothing.
And you wanted to clear any obstacles that got in the way of her and a happy afterlife?
Yeah. That was my thinking.
Have you considered the other use of Abre Camino? Providing new opportunities?
I don't know what kind of opportunities I'd be opening up for her if she's dead.
Not just for her.
What do you mean?
This girl in West Virginia, you said she was autistic, lacked any decent living family, just went through the loss of her closest family member, her Meemaw.
And?
When you met Dawn, she was an isolated autistic woman who just lost her mom and had no decent living family that she knew of. She had been murdered, and you, someone who thought you were only a Grim Reaper, helped her figure all of that out.
Okay, so? They were both autistic women with shitty families. That's hardly rare. I've heard there are lots of them. Maybe even dozens.
Listen, I'm gonna give you my take as a witch and not a therapist real quick. I think Dawn is helping you.
The fuck?
You told me that one of her final requests was that you keep helping people like her. I know you were using the altar as mostly a suggestion and ritual for yourself, so Dawn could still have a presence and take up space in your home somehow. But there's power in ritual and intention. You offered her Abre Camino, something that brings new opportunities, and the next day, you get a job at the same magic shop where you bought the herb you offered to her. That same day, you become the mayor of Murphy Bay. Why? You asked yourself, what would Dawn do? And you went to go complain about the library closing to the mayor herself. A couple days later, you're summoned by a young woman who shares several commonalities with your late best friend and soulmate.
Right before she died, Dawn said she'd do anything she could to find me again. No matter how many lifetimes it took.
And Rita, I don't know where Dawn's soul is right now, but she was a powerful artificer and necromancer. She died, and her soul energy went right back into the universe. You were soulmates. If the universe really does have a natural order to things...
Then it would make sense that my necromancer best friend would find a way to make sure that I kept one of my final promises to her. My dad said there might be some forces at work that let that girl summon me.
And I think it would make a hell of a lot of sense for that force to be Dawn. She left you your truck and gun for a reason. We don't know that she's the force at work here. Hell, this could all be random chance. But I don't think it would hurt to pretend she's behind this and see where it leads you. Your therapy homework for this session is just three things. One, plan a funeral for Dawn.
What? Why? I don't think I have the energy to plan a funeral. Most of the people who'd attend live in hell dimensions or Texas.
An honorary hell dimension.
Exactly. And the time and money it would take
Rita, you don't have to plan a whole event. You don't have to invite anyone. Grief requires ritual. Something like a funeral lets your body and mind accept that things have changed. It gives you a place to put that grief. I don't care if it's just you, Sunny, and Keegan. You need some time to deliberately mourn her absence. Feelings will be felt at some point or another. I, for one, would rather feel them on my own terms than have them overtake me at random because I've been ignoring them.
Okay, what's my second piece of homework?
Text Becca. You don't have to agree to go to the grief circle, just text her. She offered to go to the grief circle with you as a bid for connection. This is another person here in Murphy Bay who saw something kindred in you. If you're going to have a life here, you need people like her. I know you're tired and don't feel like making new friends, but the price of being in a community with people is inconvenience. Just make some sort of connection with her over text.
Okay, that's thing two. I'm guessing my third piece of homework is to help Teresa.
Yes.
How am I supposed to do that, though? Honestly, I know nothing about the law. I have a magic ice cream truck, a magic gun, and some of my dad's powers. None of that helps.
Rita, what does the t-shirt you're wearing right now say?
Yeehaw, fuck the law.
And you're really stuck on the idea that you're gonna help this Teresa girl using the law? Now, I'm also saying this part as a witch and not your therapist, okay? Legally, and for me to keep my license, it's an important distinction.
Okay.
You may not be good at legal help, but from what you've told me about helping Dawn and your time in hell, I know you're really good at the illegal kind. I don't think Dawn led you to Teresa to give her legal help. She could find a lawyer to do that. What kind of extra legal help could you provide as a demigod?
Oh my god.
You have an idea?
Violence. Violence is the answer.
Well, now hold on. That's not
Jessica,
what I meant.
The weighted sloth is great, by the way. I'm going to hold on to her every session.
Rita, what do you mean about a violence? It's important.
The less you know, the better, Dr. Rory.
Not a doctor.
Sunny sat behind the reception desk at Murphy Bay Medical. She sat in Danny's office chair, with her feet resting on a rolling doctor's stool she borrowed from one of the exam rooms. She was working on knitting the sleeve of a sweater when the door chime broke her focus.
Hi. I'm Dr. Sunny. How can I help you today?
You're Dr. Sunshine Simmons, the vampire?
Well, it's actually Dr. Menendez Simmons. I was recently married, and we hyphenated our last names. I'm a vampire, yes. Is that a problem?
No, that's not a problem.
What can I help you with?
Is it just you here today?
Yeah, things have been slow, so I didn't ask Danny to come in today. What brings you into the clinic?
I just needed to see if...
Oh, hey, Keeks.
Hey, Aunt Sunny.
Give me a sec to help this person.
No problem. Just wanted to pop in after the Grove meeting. I feel like shit, but I don't feel any different.
Well, you're busy, so I'm just gonna
It's
leave
fine.
And...
I live with her. I got stitches at home the other day.
No, I don't want to intrude. I'm just gonna
Hold
go
the
and I'll...
fuck up.
Keegan, I understand you've been feeling irritable, but you can't go hitting potential patients with a magical staff.
I don't think this is a potential patient. I think that's a warlock sigil tattoo on their arm, and the knife on their belt is putting off some magic energy, almost like it's a thrice-blessed blade meant for killing vampires.
I was trying to avoid this.
As the warlock knocked Keegan to the floor, Sunny flew over the counter and into the waiting room with vampiric speed. She grabbed the warlock by the throat and pinned them against the wall, knocking down an ancient picture of a kitten in a nurse's hat that had been left by the previous physician.
Have you ever dealt with a vampire before, warlock?
No.
Then maybe you need to see my real smile. Did you come here to kill me?
Yes.
Are you from Murphy Bay?
No.
Where are you from?
Salem.
You really hate vampires so much? You really drove all the way out here to kill me?
Not just to kill you.
Why then?
Telemarade.
To steal it? Sanguis Pharmaceuticals would have to rise from the ashes and start making it again for me to legally prescribe it. And I don't even keep drugs here. Hit up the unregulated market.
The Warlafia is part of the unregulated market.
Oh, and you were going to kill me over it? This doesn't make sense. Oh, Keegan. You okay, kid?
Telemarade was made by using Carmilla Guire's blood.
And?
You came to kill Sunny to use her blood for making telemarade, didn't you?
There aren't that many vampires living out in the open like her. When I heard about a vampire doctor on the coast, I had to come.
So what do I do with you? Contrary to what you may think, I don't kill humans. See my eyes? They're not red like a normal vampire's.
You think that matters to the Warlafia? You represent at least a $10 million payday for a telemarade manufacturer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're telling me I effectively have a $10 million bounty on my head?
And a target on your back because you're an out and proud vampire.
Keegan?
Yeah?
Go get the duct tape from the supply closet.
What for?
We're gonna tape this asshole to a chair until I figure out what to do with them.
No need. I'll knock them out with a spell and we can dump them on a roadside somewhere.
We need a better solution than that.
Why?
Because I think this vampire hunter is the first of many, and I don't think dumping them on the side of the road is gonna cut it.
After therapy, Rita called her dad. She was going to need his assistance if her plan to help Teresa was going to work. She went home to put on the balaclava that Sunny had knit for her. It was all black and said slut in red letters across the forehead. She grabbed her gun and finalized the plan in her head. She was going to need to use her scary demigod voice for this. Teresa's Uncle Bud was asleep in his recliner. The room was dark with only the glow of the television casting light upon the man, who was wearing a tank top and some suspiciously stained tidy whities with a mostly empty can of beer between his legs. If Bud knew he was about to have company this evening, he might have changed.
Surprise, motherfucker!
Jesus Christ!
Not quite. Do as I say, or I'm gonna shoot a lot more than the weird Ronald Reagan plate on your wall.
That was commemorative for his 60th birthday. It was my favorite president.
Yuck! Stop getting a boner for Ronald Reagan, or I'm gonna shoot it clean off.
My Johnson?
Your fucking Wiener Johnson Jr., bud. I'm the daughter of death, and I have a message.
What do you have a gun?
The gun helps me get my message across. You're gonna let your niece keep the mineral rights to your mom's property. You and your shit-ass brother and sister are gonna leave the girl alone.
Hold on. Is this some elaborate trick? Did Teresa pay you? Your forehead say slut? I'm not gonna do shit unless...
Dad!
What? I'm not your fucking dad.
Oh, I know you're not. He is.
A swirling cloud of inky black smoke engulfed Bud's living room. That unsettling smoke was death. You see, while Kyle's human form is that of a terribly handsome gay man, his true form? His true form strikes an existential fear in the hearts and minds of those who see him, the likes of which most living humans have never experienced.
Bud Blankenship. I am death.
You're supposed to meet me in 7 years when your liver can't take the drinking anymore. But I'm not opposed to taking you early if you don't do what my daughter says. Understood? Is that a yes?
I think he pissed himself.
Ew, yucky. Can I go? Elizabeth needs her eye medicine.
Yeah, I think he gets the point. Thanks, Dad.
No problem, sweetie.
Your niece has the power to contact me anytime she wants. If I hear anything about you trying to deny your dead mother's wishes to leave everything to her, I will be back, and I won't shoot your belongings next time. Got it? Good. Now go shower. You smell like piss. Hey, Teresa!
Oh
no, you dropped your book.
What the hell?
Oh, the voice in the balaclava. I'm so sorry.
The slut balaclava was so your uncle couldn't see my face.
And the voice?
Scary demigod voice I can do. It's helpful for scaring people like your Uncle Bud.
Oh my god, you killed him?
Oh no, no, didn't kill him. Killed a weird Ronald Reagan commemorative plate on his wall and made him piss himself, though.
Really?
Yep. Him, your other uncle, and your mom should be dropping the whole mineral rights thing. If they don't, let me know, and I'll go make your mom and the other uncle piss themselves, too.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rita. Thank you so much.
It's really no big deal.
It's a huge deal. I have nobody. When my Meemaw died, I thought I was really all alone, but I'm not. You're like an angel.
Blech, take that back.
Our angel's not good.
I mean, some are chill, but most are assholes.
Well, I promise I'm not gonna bug you again unless I really mean it.
You don't have to pray or anything either. You can just text me. Honestly, I'd prefer it. It's a little disorienting to get summoned someplace at random.
Hold on. I want to give you something.
As Rita listened to Teresa rummage around in the kitchen, she put Cabroncita down on the coffee table and took a seat on the couch. She thought about the magical sawed-off shotgun in front of her. She thought about the friend who gave it to her.
I don't know if you're the reason Teresa found me, little buddy. But if you are, I hope I made you proud. I don't know what to do without you, Donnie.
When Rita hung her head to cry, she noticed an illustration in the book Teresa had dropped on the floor when Rita frightened her by teleporting in. Teresa had been reading Celtic Myth and Folklore, an illustrated guide.
Holy shit.
Rita stopped on a page with an old woodblock printing that looked frighteningly familiar.
Okay, so I wrote down my Meemaw's recipe for pepperoni rolls since you liked them so much, and this is some apple butter I made with her last spring, and I want you to have these two jars. I think my Meemaw would want you to have it as a way to thank you.
Teresa, what is this?
Oh, so my therapist has me trying to engage to my heritage more to help me find some connection since I don't have blood kin around anymore. I picked that up at the library sale this week. Meemaw's parents were immigrants from Ireland, so
no,
I thought...
No, I'm sorry. I get what the book is. I mean, what is this? What is this old-ass drawing of this huge, jacked cyclops surrounded by flames?
Oh. Well, I hadn't gotten there yet. Let's see. Looks like this guy is Baylor of the Evil Eye, champion of the Fomorians.
What the fuck is a Fomorian?
Thank you.
Hey, before I get to thanking our Patreon supporters, I would like to make y'all aware of a mutual aid opportunity. If you go to the show details, you'll find links to Funds for Wadi. Wadi is a young Palestinian man living in a tent with his 7 family members, and Funds for Wadi is an organization that holds regular raffles to help earn Wadi and his family money for the basic necessities to survive. Currently, their goal is to earn enough money for Wadi and his family to get a new tent to live in together. You can go to the show details and find links to the Funds for Wadi Instagram page where they run raffles, and also a link directly to Wadi's Chuffed campaign where you can donate to him directly. And now I'd like to thank our Patreon supporters, like Anarchista, Bethany Glass, Carl Brooks, Chamberlain Foreman, Fintago, Dave Perrell, Gus, Helen Clifford, Janice Weston, Kate Genius, Kate Michigoose, Laura Kramer, Lilith Rain, Lutzi, Megan E., Natasha Neves, Nunya B., Percy, Rachel Rachelson, Randy Lovings, and Sewing Seraph. You know the deal. If you want to help us out, you can point new people at the show. You can tell people about the show. We did our very best to make this a good jumping on point for people who maybe didn't listen to today's lucky winner and find the nearly 100 episodes of that to be a bit daunting. So if you have friends you've been trying to get into today's lucky winner and they weren't, you know, feeling that big backlog of stuff, which I totally get, it's a lot of stuff, you can point them towards Murphy Bay Magic. The more you tell people about the show, the more it helps us. We don't take paid advertisements and we don't pay for advertising, so we grow entirely by word of mouth, and it helps us more than you know when you tell other people about the show, especially since Murphy Bay Magic is brand new. Anytime you can post about it in a Discord server or a subreddit or literally wherever you're lurking on the internet, it helps us immensely. If you want to help us even more, you can subscribe on your podcatcher of choice and leave a cute rating and review. The more activity we get on our show's respective pages on each of the podcatchers, the more activity we get in their algorithms, and the more we get recommended to people who may like other shows that you like as well. So you help us get seen organically by more people by engaging with our show on your podcatcher of choice. Now, if you're in a place to help us monetarily, you can go to the show details to find a link to our Patreon page, where we have tiers starting at just $1, and that's for the Mixnomer Patreon, so you get rewards for everything we've already done, the stuff we're already doing, stuff we will be doing that we have coming up. You get rewards for all of that. It's your one-stop shop to support the gang of neurodivergent weirdos who make the shows you listen to. And if you want to hang out with us, you can go to the show details and find a link to the Discord server. The Mixnomer Discord server is great. I love it. It's the only one I actually keep up with, and I think that would be true even if it weren't, you know, my Discord server. Great vibes. We did a really cute holiday card exchange that was just lovely, and I didn't even organize it. Bethany in the Discord server organized it, and it was so lovely and sweet. The shows attract such sweet, sweetie angels that it's made for just a really great Discord server with lovely supportive energy. So that's all I've got for you, my friends. Until next time, try not to die.